The little girl began to weep. She was so much disappointed, and the eyes winked again and looked upon her anxiously, as if the Great Oz felt that she could help him if she would.
I have never killed anything willingly,
she sobbed.
Even if I wanted to, how could I kill the Wicked Witch? If you, who are great and terrible, cannot kill her yourself, how do you expect me to do it?
I do not know,
said the head.
But that is my answer, and until the Wicked Witch dies, you will not see your uncle and aunt again. Remember that the witch is wicked, tremendously wicked, and ought to be killed. Now go, and do not ask to see me again until you have done your task.
Sorrowfully, Dorothy left the throne room and went back where the lion and the scarecrow and the tin woodman were waiting to hear what Oz had said to her.
There is no hope for me,
she said sadly,
for Oz will not send me home until I have killed the Wicked Witch of the West, and that I can never do.
Her friends were sorry, but could do nothing to help her, so Dorothy went to her room and lay down on the bed and cried herself to sleep. The next morning, the soldier with the green whiskers came to the scarecrow and said,
Come with me, for Oz has sent for you.